begin by taking a nice seat, a seat you can commit to physically for the next few moments, for the next few breaths. Begin to let the lower part of the body begin to relax. So let the hips release. Let the lowest part of the back, let the base of the spine draw into the earth. Feel that connection to the earth. Release through the knees. And as you breathe in, begin to lengthen the spine. Feel the navel draw in toward the spine. Feel the heart lift and the collarbone spread. As you breathe out, feel the tops of the shoulders draw down and away from the ears. Feel the shoulder blades draw down toward the hips. As you breathe in, lengthen the back of the neck, tucking the chin ever so slightly. And as you breathe out, soften through the face. Continue to lengthen up through the crown of the head, making yourself just as tall as possible, making the spine just as long as possible. And with each breath out, release just a little bit more. Let go of thoughts. Let go of your day, your to-do list. For the next bit of time, commit to this practice. Today's class is inspired by the deep awareness of our connections to each other and our connection to our true nature, our divine nature. Sometimes you may feel like your head is in the clouds, like you're completely disconnected. This can happen for any number of reasons. And today's practice is intended to draw our awareness first deep within the body, and then allow that awareness to continue to our connections with each other and with all life. Let your focus turn to your breath, noticing how your body expands as you breathe in. And notice how the body recedes as you breathe out. Fill yourself up completely with breath as you breathe in. And when you let go of that breath, let go fully and completely, making room, making space for whatever is next. The inhalation and the exhalation are connected by space. You may begin to notice the space, the pause, at the top of the breath between the inhalation and the exhalation. And you may begin to notice the space at the bottom of the breath, at the base of the breath between the exhalation and the inhalation. By noticing this space, we develop deep connection to the possibility that lies there. Today in our practice, I'll ask you to focus on spaces in your body, on spaces around your body, to connect you to the space connecting us all. Let's gently bring the hands to the heart, to Anjali Mudra. Feel the palms pressing into each other. Notice the space where the right palm presses into the left. Notice the space where the left palm presses into the right. Breathe in and lengthen the spine. Breathe out and bow your head to your heart of hearts, dedicating this practice to the open expansion of these channels, connecting all beings to each other and to our true nature. Slowly release the hands, lift the head, lift the focus. Make your way onto all fours, hands and knees, chakra vikasana, table pose. Wrists are right below elbows. Elbows are right below shoulders and knees are hip width distance apart. Breathe in, lengthen the spine, tuck the tailbone, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Bhaktasana, devotional. As you breathe in, make your way back to table, chakra vikasana. And this time as you breathe out, use the length of the exhalation to jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let your inhalation guide you back down to table, knees ease to the earth. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Slowly inhaling back to table. And let your exhalation shift you to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's take in a few breaths here. Breathing and stretching, bending one knee at a time, maybe pressing into the opposite heel. Continuing to feel that long, smooth breath. Nod the head yes. Shake the head no. Releasing any tension through the neck and the upper back. And as the body becomes warm, let your gaze steady. Let your gaze shift either toward the heart center or between the feet. So there should be no strain in the neck here. As you breathe in, feel the space between each vertebrae. And as you breathe out, press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. Bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg straight up toward the sky in three-legged dog. Now, if you'd like, you can bend that right knee and then begin to peel open the right hip, shifting the gaze underneath the right armpit. Really lengthening your body here, but still drawing the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. We're drawing all that energy in toward the midline of the body. Maybe spread the toes, igniting all of the muscles in the feet. Perhaps flexing that foot, igniting all the muscles in the leg. As you breathe in, square the hips toward the floor. And as you breathe out, release that right foot back down to earth. Inhaling, lifting the left leg straight up toward the sky. Bending the knee if you'd like, and then opening up that left hip, pulling it back, just peeling it back, almost like you're opening up a book. Opening up that left hip, gazing underneath the left armpit. Again, feeling yourself expand here with each breath in and surrendering to this posture with each breath out. Inhale, square the hips toward the floor. And as you exhale, step the left foot all the way forward between the hands. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands, coming into forward fold, Uttanasana. Now, if you have tightness through the hamstrings or the low back, really bend the knees here. Take care of yourself. Let's take the feet about hip width apart. And again, nod the head yes. Shake the head no. Bring the hands to the shins and press yourself up halfway, still keeping the knees bent. If that feels good on the low back. Now shift the gaze forward. And as you exhale, fold forward. Inhale again, come up halfway. This time keep the gaze down at the floor and roll the shoulders up, back, and down. Tuck the tailbone under ever so slightly. And then exhale and fold. One more, inhale up halfway. This time lift the toes up off the floor, spread them, ignite all the muscles in the feet, and exhale, fold. Release the toes back to the floor, but continue to feel that lift in the arch. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, bend the knees, use the legs to bring you all the way up, sweep the arms all the way up overhead, gaze up, and exhale the hands to the heart center. Feel your connection to the earth here. Feel your connection to all beings. Now coming to the top of the mat, feet together, hands at the heart center. Breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up, gaze up. Exhale and dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway again, tuck the tailbone, lengthen the back of the neck, and exhale, fold, surrender the crown of the head toward the floor. Inhale, step the right foot back to a high lunge, stay on that right toe, bring the hands to the top of the left thigh, to the heart center, and then as you're ready, sweep them around and all the way up, coming into Anjaneyasana, crescent lunge. Just coming into our bodies here, feeling our bodies, feeling where we are in space. Our right hip is moving forward. Our left hip is moving back. This squares the hips. Feel the space where the feet connect to the earth. Tuck the navel in toward the spine. And with each breath in, feel the space between the vertebrae. And with each breath out, relax through the shoulders, surrender. Inhale, release the hands to the earth. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Again, inner thighs press back, tops of the shoulders press away from the ears. As you inhale, shift to plank, top of a push-up, pressing the toes into the earth, pressing out through the heels. The inner thighs are floating up toward the sky. The belly is coming into the navel. The neck is long. We're still reaching out with through the crown of the head. Maybe shift the gaze forward 3 feet on the mat. We're breathing easily here. So if that means that you drop the knees to the earth to maintain the smooth breath, do that. Connect to your body through the intensity and relaxation of the breath. One more breath in here, feeling yourself elongate. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the floor. Now place the elbows right underneath the shoulders, extending the forearms parallel to each other out on the floor. In Sphinx pose, the top of the feet are pressing into the earth. Now pull the hands toward the belly. Pull the belly toward the hands as you relax through the neck, relax through the shoulders, relax through the upper back. Good. Now we'll be using this same movement, this same pulling movement as we move into Cobra. So relax, let the weight shift into the elbows and just maybe wiggle the shoulders from side to side a bit. Now walk the hands, maybe one hand length toward the body. So your elbows will lift up off the floor, but they're still close into the body. Now pull the belly toward the hands as you pull yourself up, keeping the elbows bent. We're still nice and low here. We're protecting our low back. Our pelvis is pressing into the earth. The tops of the feet are pressing into the earth. In Bhujangasana, Cobra pose. Imagine the head or the hood of the cobra just growing from the base of the neck. Feeling your connection to the earth. Taking another breath here. And as you exhale, press the hands into the floor and shift your weight back to downward facing dog. So we'll curl the toes and jackknife up and back. We'll take in a full breath here. Exhale, press inner thighs back. As you inhale, step the right foot forward to Anjaneyasana, second side. staying on the left toes, pressing out through the left heel, left hip moving forward, right hip moving back in space, heart rising up as the navel draws in toward the spine. Let your heart rise up with each breath in and sink into the hips with each breath out. One more breath here, lengthening. As you breathe out, step the left foot forward to meet the right, standing forward fold. Inhale, come up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet and rise all the way up. Sweep up, gaze up. Exhale, draw all of your energy and your hands back into the heart center. This time we'll move just a little more quickly. Inhale, circle, sweep the hands and the arms around and up. Gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, up halfway. Lengthen through the back of the neck and exhale, fold. Surrender the crown of the head toward the floor, keeping the pelvis tucked under. Inhale, step the left foot back. Anjaneya Asana, hands come to the heart. Then sweep all the way up. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. We'll lower down as we exhale, knees, belly, and chest. Inhale, pull yourself up. Nice, gentle cobra, Bhujangasana. And as you exhale, connect the hands to the earth. Press back. Inner thighs pressing back. Sitting bones perking up toward the sky. Good. Now feel the length of your spine. Feel the spine grow from the base of the spine all the way up beyond the crown of the head. The gaze again is toward the heart center or between the feet. Feel the inner thighs connect. Feel the outer thighs connect. Where is the body in space? Where do you connect to the earth? Feel that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger press down. That's your root. With the next breath in, step the left foot forward between the hands. Anjaneya Asana, crescent pose. So we're on our right toe. We're radiating out through the right heel. Our inner thighs are drawing in. So imagine, if you will, that each foot is on a cushion, like you've got some sofa cushions on the earth, and they're slipping apart on the wood floor, and you're pulling them in together. So the inner thighs are firing. You're radiating up. Inhale, release the hands to the earth, and exhale, step your back foot forward to standing forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, up halfway, lengthening, and exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, and exhale the hands to the heart center. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up. Gaze up, lengthen, exhale, dive forward, tucking the tailbone. Inhale, up halfway, and exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back, staying on the toe. Let's press the right hand into the earth, bring the left hand to the left hip. Inhale, feel yourself lengthen from the heel all the way out through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, extend the left arm up, stacking the left shoulder on top of the right here in our twist. Inhale, lengthen, and exhale, deepen. Inhale, lengthen from heel to crown, and exhale, let the heart spiral up. Let that left arm drop back behind the body just a little bit more. We're constantly moving, we're constantly changing, we're constantly creating new connections in each pose. Inhale, untwist. Exhale, lower the right knee to the floor. Scooch the left foot over to the left and bring the upper body to the inside edge of the left knee. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And exhale, begin to lower the heart center down toward the floor. Resting either on the hands or on the elbows if they'll draw down. Now in this posture, we stop when we first begin to feel tension in the body. That is where the breath can guide us. That is where the body has the most to teach us. In this space, Breathe into the source of any tension. Breathe around that tension. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch that tension just dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Press the hands into the floor and press yourself back up. Scooch the left foot back towards center. Spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, release the knees to the floor and come to a comfortable seat. Maybe sitting right on the heels if that's comfortable, or if it's more comfortable for you to sit up on a block or a pillow, or to separate the feet and let the tush rest right on the floor in Virasana, hero pose, do that. We'll extend the arms out to T. As you breathe in, sweep the right arm up overhead and drop the left arm down to your side. Bend the right elbow so that the hand drops back to the top of your shoulders, right in the middle of your spine, just like if you were scratching the top of your back, if you had an itch there. Maybe press the right elbow back with the left hand. Now with the left hand, sweep it close to the body on the left side, then bend the elbow and sweep the left hand up toward the right, clasping them if they'll reach, otherwise maybe using a block or a strap or a sock or a scarf. With each breath in, the heart rises up just a bit more. And with each breath out, relax the face. As you breathe in, spread the collarbone. And as you breathe out, draw the shoulder blades down the back. Breathe in, feel a lightness. Breathe out, soften. Gently unclasp the hands. And as you breathe in, extend the right arm up overhead. Extend the left arm close to the body. And as you breathe out, release both arms to the sides. Again, bring the hands out to T. As you breathe in, sweep the left arm way up to the sky and bring the right arm close into the body. Bend the left elbow, dropping the left hand down so you can touch the top of the back. Now sweep the right arm up and in, bending that elbow, reaching for the left hand. It doesn't matter if we clasp the hands. What we're doing in this moment is tuning in to our body and how it is put together, how our shoulders function, how we remain light through the heart, even if we're feeling a bit of discomfort through the shoulders, through the neck, through the back. Breathing in, lengthening. Breathing out, relaxing. One more breath here. Release the hands. Extend the left arm up overhead and the right arm down to the body. And as you exhale, release that left arm down. Come back to hands and knees. Table pose. Repositioning the knees right underneath the hips and the hands right underneath the shoulders. Breathe in here. As you breathe out, curl the toes, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. Take in a full breath here. Breathe out fully and completely. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Keep the left hand on the floor this time. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Deeply come into that front thigh. And as you exhale, extend the right arm up, stacking the shoulders. Nice deep twist. Feeling almost as though you could push yourself away from the floor with the left hand. Feeling a buoyancy in the heart. And at the same time, really feeling this connection to the body, feeling each part and how it influences and connects to each other part of the body. Pressing out through the heel. Let's inhale, untwist. Exhale, drop the left knee to the earth. Scooch the right foot out to the right. Bring the upper body to the inside edge of the right knee. Inhale and lengthen your spine. Exhale, lower the heart center down. So we lead with the heart. The back isn't rounding here. It's staying straight, staying long. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, deepen. Inhale, lengthen, and exhale, surrender. Working with any signals your body might be sending to you. If you feel pain or if you feel you've gone beyond your edge, ease up. Come into your breath. Come into your body. This is a practice of deep respect that begins with respect for ourselves and our own limitations. Pressing the hands into the earth, let's slowly press back up with the upper body. Scooch that right foot back in towards center. As you inhale, really just lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise all the way up. Exhale, the hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, lengthen up halfway. Feel the back of the neck. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step the left foot back. Exhale, step the right foot back. Press to downward facing dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. Inhale, and sweep the right leg straight up toward the sky, and then pull that knee into your chest. So draw it all the way up and in, and then set that right knee down on the floor just behind your right hand. We'll gently scooch the right foot forward. Let the left knee come down to the floor. So we're coming into pigeon preparation, Ekapada Kapotasana. Take a check in with the hips, making sure that they are level. If they are not, or if you notice discomfort here, I suggest placing a block or a blanket or a pillow underneath your right haunch, underneath your right backside. We'll inhale and lengthen up through the crown of the head. As you exhale, let your weight shift into your hands. We'll just hinge forward here. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, hinge forward. Inhale, back up. Exhale, hinge forward. Inhale, back up. And this time as you exhale and you hinge forward, come to rest, perhaps on the elbows or the forearms, or even closer toward the earth with the heart center. Again, use the body as your guide here. We are relieving tension through this practice, not creating new tension. So that means that we pause when we first begin to feel tension in the body, in that right hip. If you'd like, you can imagine that any tightness you may feel in the right hip is just a block of ice. And as you breathe in, you bring your awareness to that block of ice. And as you breathe out, imagine, if you will, someone just pouring nice lukewarmish water over that ice, melting it slowly, melting it gently, releasing any tension. Press the hands into the floor and we'll slowly begin to walk our upper body back up. Now shift the weight into your right tush, your right booty, and then sweep the left leg up and over top. So we're crossing the left leg up and over top of the right. Coming into Gomukhasana, cow face pose. So the knees are both bent. They're stacked one on top of the other. If you find yourself in severe discomfort in this posture because of tight hips, I recommend elevating the hips or bringing the sole, or perhaps and bringing the sole of the left foot to the floor for a bit more control here in this posture. Breathe in, lengthen the spine. And as you breathe out, we'll slowly begin to walk the hands forward on the floor, lengthening our spine as we fold. Stopping again where you first begin to feel tension, breathing in, breathing around, and releasing tension. Staying with the breath, keeping it nice and long. Pressing the hands into the floor, let's slowly walk back up. Unwind the left leg, so go straight behind you, curl the toes, spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward facing dog. Lengthen the spine as you breathe in and press back through the inner thighs as you breathe out. As you breathe in, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, then draw that left knee into the chest and bring it all the way forward on the floor just behind the left hand. And then scooch that right foot forward a bit. Realign the hips, so make sure that if you take the back of your hand and you place it on the small of your back, it's level. Good, well, inhale and lengthen. Exhale, begin to hinge forward again, leaning on the hands, using the hands to support you. Inhaling luxuriously all the way back up, maybe gazing up. Exhale, hinge forward. Inhaling back up. Exhale, hinging. Inhaling, lifting up. And as you exhale, again, hinge forward, coming to rest, perhaps on your elbows, the forearms, or all the way down onto the floor, breathing into the left hip. Noticing your body, maybe scanning your body from the left toes, the left ankle, the left calf, the left thigh, the left hip. Noticing any spaces that require your breath and breathing in, around, and dissolving any tension. Press the hands into the floor and slowly walk yourself back up. Shift the weight into the left haunch and sweep the right leg up and over top. So we're crossing that leg up and over. Both knees are bent. Our right knee is stacked right on top of our left. Elevating with a pillow if that feels right for you. Becoming aware of the hips. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to walk the hands forward, keeping a long spine here. Slowing down the breath. Pressing the hands into the earth, let's walk back up. Shift your weight into your sitting bones and uncross the legs in front of you so that the tippy toes are resting on the floor and your sitting bones are pressing down. Lengthen the spine, lift up through the heart, extend the arms out so they're parallel to the floor, and then begin to let the feet float up off the floor, making your way into Navasana, boat pose. The legs will make their way towards the straight, but only so long as the heart remains lifted and we're not collapsing into the low back. Wonderful abdominal and core strengthener. Slowly release the feet to the floor. Now from here, we'll take a wide seat, spreading the legs, pressing the sitting bones into the earth, pressing the inner thighs into the earth. If you notice your low back rounds, or if it's very difficult just to sit like this, prop your tush up on a blanket, tilt the pelvis forward, so scooch all the way forward, so you're almost falling off. Inhale, extend the arms up, and as you exhale, begin to hinge forward. Again, leading with the heart. Release the hands to the floor or to the toes. Pressing the inner thighs down, lengthening the spine as you breathe in. Surrendering as you breathe out. Slowly press the hands into the floor and begin to walk yourself back up. Bend the knees and draw them in. Bring the soles of the feet to the floor. Step your feet so that they're about hip width apart. And then use the hands to support you as you lower your upper body all the way down to the floor. Scooch the feet in toward the tush, keeping them hip width apart. As you breathe out, connect the feet to the earth. As you breathe in, lift up through the pelvis, the low back, the mid back, coming into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, tucking the arms underneath the back, clasping them. Once you've found this position, see if you can relax the tush, relax the glutes. As you breathe in, notice the heart expand. And as you breathe out, feel your connection to the earth. Come up onto the tippy toes. And with your next breath out, slowly lower down one vertebrae at a time. Extend the arms out to T. Breathe in here, and as you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right, gazing over the left shoulder. The body relaxes, releases tension from the tips of the toes all the way up beyond the crown of the head. The shoulders are just melting into the earth. Inhale the knees back to center. And as you breathe out, let the knees fall to the left, shift the gaze over the right. Feel the face soften. Feel your connection to the earth. Inhale the knees back to center. And we'll gently make our way to a seated position. Whatever seated position is comfortable for you. We'll bring the hands to the heart. Feel your own heartbeat. And as you feel your own heartbeat through your thumbs, connect your heartbeat to all heartbeats, to all life force or prana in the universe. And as you bow your head, dedicate your practice to this universal life force and your connection to it. I thought that we could close today by chanting Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings everywhere be happy and free. I thought we could chant that three times. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in. And out. And in. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Thank you all so much for sharing your practice with the world through your kindness, through your connection to all beings. I wish you peace and love always. Namaste.